Spokane police say they've solved a 62-year-old rape and murder case. DNA was the linchpin in solving the 1959 killing of 9-year-old Candy Rogers. In 1959, 9-year-old Candace Rogers, or Candy as she was known by her family, disappeared. Rogers had left home to sell campfire mints in her West Central neighborhood. Her body was found 16 days later in rural northwest Spokane County. Spokane Police Detectives Zach Stormont says three generations of police officers have investigated Rogers' murder and rape, but were unable to find a match for the genetic profile of her killer. Earlier this fall, a private DNA analysis company the Spokane Police Department hired, Othram, was able to match the genetic profile from DNA submitted to common online genetic databases.
Not only did they break this incredibly degraded DNA, their genealogists gave me a list of only three people. We have other cases we work where the family tree is monstrous and it might take years to get through it and narrow it down. But three people, I am dumbstruck.
Those three were John Ray Hoff and his brothers. Spokane police obtained a genetic sample from Hoff's daughter and exhumed his body. Further testing found he was a match. Stormont says exhuming a body is not something the police department would normally do, but says they wanted to be certain they'd closed the case.
Before I'm going to hang the mantle of child killer, child rapist, kidnapper around a man's neck, even though he's dead, we're going to achieve that certainty the best that's possible.
Hoff was stationed at Fairchild Air Force Base and lived about a mile away from Rogers. Hoff's name was never among the suspects Spokane police detectives publicly released over the decades. Many officers thought Rogers was the victim of a serial killer who was targeting women in Spokane at around the same time. In 1961, Hoff was convicted for strangling a woman in Brown's Addition and served 6 months in jail for assault. He took his own life in 1970, a little more than 10 years after Candy Rogers' death. He was previously buried in the same cemetery as Rogers, but his surviving family moved him to another site after learning he was responsible for her death. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.